Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Well, hey, everybody. I'm actually up in the mountains. I am taking some time away from work here. It's 4th of July week, and it has been a crazy, crazy year. So I thought I'd take my wife and she and I had to head up in the mountains for a couple of days and bring our kids up later and just kind of walk through and slow things down and just kind of enjoy life a bit. So I'm actually loving it. She is doing a podcast right now, so I've snuck away to do a podcast as well. And I thought it'd just be kind of fun to just talk about some of the things that are going on. And you're going to hear some birds probably chirping in the background things. So apologize for that. But just wanted to kind of let you know where I'm at, the setting and everything else. It's absolutely gorgeous out. It's beautiful. Blue sky up in the mountains. It's about, 8,000 feet, trees. And it's kind of the setting of what I want to talk about. And that is three questions to ask yourself whenever you're faced with an opportunity. And this is a thing I get asked about all the time, especially for entrepreneurs, business owners. It's like, how do you know when too much risk is, how much risk is too much risk, and what are you willing to do, and how do you make a decision? And I get faced with all these different things and opportunities coming at me, and I don't know which ones to say yes to, which ones to say no to. And I actually was having this conversation with my son Chandler about this a few weeks ago, about this whole idea of how do you make decisions when you're faced with great opportunities and you're just trying to juggle it all and figure things out. So I can tell you there's three different things that I always pay attention to whenever I am looking at an opportunity. The first thing is the easy one, and that's what's the upside? You know, if I take this opportunity, what are all the amazing things that can happen? And I literally will take the time and write down on paper exactly what's going on and what all the potential upside is. And some of it I'll really blue sky, meaning if everything was absolutely perfect, this could happen and that could happen. And here's the potential revenue opportunity. Here are the potential people I could meet. These are the potential joint ventures I could do. And so I'll go through all of that kind of stuff and really try to blue sky as much as possible. And while I'm still looking at the upside, I then will scale back a little bit and say, okay, what's the realistic upside? And where would I really kind of think this opportunity could end? The second thing is, what is the downside? And this is probably the part that most of us, no one really wants to pay attention to or really consider. For me, it literally is one of the most important parts. And that, what is the actual downside? What is the worst thing that could happen? And I literally will go to the bottom of the pit here to kind of figure out, you know, what is the worst thing? If this thing goes bad, am I going to lose $100,000? Am I going to lose $1 million? What is my family going to say? What's going to be the reaction? And I'm looking not only at just dollars and cents, I'm looking at emotional impact. I'm looking at the people impact, reputation impact, literally everything. So understand, when I'm looking at a lot of opportunities, it's not just a dollars and cents thing. You've got to be able to think right brain and left brain. You got to bring the emotions in. You got to bring the analytic side in. And I literally will document all of it on paper. And this becomes a pretty all-inclusive list where I'm trying to really come up with as much as possible to give people ideas of what's going to happen here. And then the next question is the most important one, and that is, am I comfortable with the downside? That's the third question and really is the most important question. That is the question that is going to determine what my answer is. And that is, if I find that if I can't live with that worst case situation, that downside, then I literally am not going to do the deal. There are certain things where I'm just not willing to take that high of a risk. And for every single person, that risk is different. There's emotional risk, there's financial risk, but you really have to consider, what is the worst thing that could happen? Chances are it actually might. So you've got to be comfortable with that. And I think that too often people aren't willing to really go there. And as I was talking with my son about it, the idea behind it is, if you can get comfortable, and I truly mean feeling the emotional comfort of that happening, meaning I may be bankrupt, I may actually have to move in with my family, with my parents. Those are realities if this thing goes bad. If you're comfortable with that and you feel good about it and you can live with it, you know, that's the kind of stuff you need to be paying attention to. everyone has a different barometer of security and risk. And there's not a right or wrong. It literally becomes what you get, what you feel comfortable with. I know some people's security is so high that there's absolutely no way in the world they would ever consider going out on their own, even though they're super smart and they've got all the answers and they've got tons of opportunity. The fear of going out on their own, that risk is too high. And there's nothing wrong with that. So for me, first thing I'm going to take a look at is what's the upside? Second thing, what's the downside? Third thing, the most important part, and that is, can I live with it? Can I emotionally, physically live if the downside happens? Can I deal with that and accept it and be okay with it? If I'm not, I'm not going to take on that kind of risk. And this is based on, again, depending on where you're at in your life, depending on what your financial situation, depending on what your age situation, there's a lot of things that come into play here. The other thing that when you have other people involved in your life, you really need to consider is just kind of a three, question three sub A topic type of deal. And that is your spouse or your significant other, are they comfortable with that risk? Are they comfortable with the worst thing happening? Are they going to leave you? If they're going to leave you, if that happens, and that, in my own personal opinion, that's too high of a risk. I wouldn't take that risk. Others, relationships are like, you know what? I'm okay if they leave. That's something you've got to come to grips with. But realize these are things that you've got to, when you're looking at an opportunity, you've got to be able to really face the facts, face the emotion, and be able to deal with it. And it's important that your significant other or spouse is in that same situation and they feel comfortable with it. If they don't, then it's a different situation, a different question you've got to ask yourself if you're willing to take on that kind of a risk. So those are some of the main things I look at. And realize, again, everyone's situation is unique. But I think as an entrepreneur, you have to get really good at identifying upside, downside, and most importantly, that gut check. And I can tell you for myself, I've learned over all these years, I've been involved in some crazy, crazy deals, some that have gone great and some that have literally been the worst thing ever. And I'm grateful that I learned a long time ago. I'm really grateful someone taught me this lesson that, Dave, are you going to be okay if that happens? Because sometimes it happens and sometimes it's even worse than you thought it was going to be. So you've got to be comfortable with it. If you're not, don't take that risk. You know, I've counseled and consulted with a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners over the years. And, some are like, well, when do you make that leap from entrepreneur to full-time, or from, being an employee to leaving that and going full-time as an entrepreneur? I'm like, everyone is different. For me personally, I wanted to make sure I had a minimum of 3 months savings. I can tell you, globally speaking, I would say just due to the fact of how important security is for a lot of people, and you've got family and spouse, you might want to make sure you have 6 months. And again, that's literally, if you had to live for the next 3 months without any income coming in, can you do it? And if you can't, then maybe that's too high of a risk. Please understand, that was my comfort level. Once I had saved up that kind of money and I felt like, talked to my spouse, said, listen, if we don't make any money for the next 3 months, are you okay living on our savings? And she was. So realize you've got to be able to be in that kind of situation. I think the part that most people don't realize is you have to, as a business owner, entrepreneur, you've got to get really good at understanding the numbers. Too often we just think, I'll just go out and I'll just make more. And I've played that game for years. That only lasts so long. Eventually you got to be able to really know what are the numbers and how do those numbers impact me, not only financially, but how do they impact me emotionally? So with that said, I just want to jump out here real quick and give you a couple of my thoughts and ideas about, again, what are the three questions I always ask whenever I'm looking at an opportunity. Hopefully that makes sense to you guys. Most importantly, I hope that you are able to use it in your own life. And if you're just kind of getting started in this game, one of the things we always recommend is our One Funnel Away Challenge. So if you haven't taken the One Funnel Away Challenge, by all means, please go sign up at onefunnelaway.com. And you can dive in and really taste what it's like building funnels and getting the experience doing these kind of things. So again, go to onefunnelawaychallenge.com. We'll talk to you guys soon. See ya. Bye.